Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. Cheryl Atkinson here. Welcome to another edition of Full Measure After Hours. Today, an eye-opening turnaround in a formerly soft-on-crime district in San Francisco. Is it a one-off or the beginning of a turnaround in a bad trend? On Full Measure, as some of you surely know, we've spent significant time looking at crime trends in America and examining the soft-on-crime debate. We've talked to one of the supposed soft-on-crime George Soros-elected prosecutors, who actually made a very good case for why he thinks his strategies are working, but in many places we know they are not. And in some instances, voters, even in liberal districts that are filled with Democrats, have recalled their soft-on-crime prosecutors and are looking to do the same in other areas. Well, San Francisco's crime-ridden Tenderloin District, this historic district that's kind of artsy, has a lot of texture and character, but it's become home to an infamous open-air drug market in recent years, where drug dealing is allowed to occur, drug using, right out there with kids walking past on their way home from school. It's a dangerous and seedy place, and the police, when I was there last, about a year ago, made no attempt at all to do anything about it. I spent hours there and didn't see one uniformed officer anywhere close to the Tenderloin District, to the worst part where all of this was going on. And residents there and activists have complained that's by design. The city was allowing it. The local prosecutor wasn't prosecuting crimes from that area. Well, recently I returned to San Francisco's Tenderloin District without knowing what I would find, but just to see if anything had changed. Wait till you hear what recently happened after local residents gave the boot to their soft-on-crime prosecutor. First, we're going to play for you the audio from the story that I did originally. Now, mind you, this was a year ago, and then you'll hear what's happening there today.
Crime and its impact on America make daily headlines. Chicago, high crime is cited as a cause in the election loss of the mayor. This week, the shutdown of Walmarts in Portland, Oregon, attributed to rampant theft and the impact of the company's bottom line. Some make it a red-blue issue, but in our return to the high-profile example of crime, drugs, and homelessness destroying one of America's top cities, we found it's the people, not politicians, making surprising changes. This was the scene when we visited San Francisco's infamous Tenderloin District last year at the end of a special emergency period declared by San Francisco Mayor London Breed. A short walk from City Hall, the famously gritty Tenderloin District in San Francisco was long known best for its trendy restaurants, jazz clubs, art, and historic theaters. Today, it's become infamous as an open-air market for drug dealers and users. A neighborhood so rough that our drive-by after dusk drew a violent response.
Go!
What was that?
I don't know. Go!
A chunk of wood hurled through the rear window of our van. In all the hours we spent in the Tenderloin, we didn't see one uniformed police officer along the most notorious strip, on foot or in a patrol car. We did see people lined up to use drugs in broad daylight, and lots of drug dealers doing business with no fear of being stopped. On our return visit this year, there were apparent drug dealers and users on the streets, but not nearly as many as before, and no open-air drug market on that infamous block where we saw so much crime in 2022. Randy Shaw, director of Tenderloin Housing Clinic, brings us up to date.
After the emergency period was declared, did things change in the Tenderloin district?
No. Nothing changed in the Tenderloin at all until February 6, 2023.
What caused the changes? For one thing, Tenderloin businesses organized and signed a petition demanding their tax money back. They didn't get that, but they did get the ear of Mayor Breed.
And so I think that was sort of pushed the pressure for the mayor to finally get the police to order a crackdown. And since February 6th, the two biggest drug markets in the Tenderloin that we showed in your last show have no dealers on them. If there's dealers that show up, they're soon moved. So it's made a big difference.
Yes.
Was the tipping point, in addition to the businesses, do you think tourism played a role?
Well, we had a strategy of two things. One, making it a national and international issue, which is why your show's like, yours will make a difference because it's national. People around the country saying, wait, I don't want to come to San Francisco because of what I'm seeing. And also realizing it's been now accepted in San Francisco that it's not just Tenderloin stakeholders who are impacted by these drug markets. The whole city's impacted because when people see those drug markets, they don't come to the theater downtown. They don't come to City Hall events. There's a lot of theater and community events that are suffering because people don't want to be around that.
What are some specific measures being taken?
Well, it's exactly the kind of stuff we talked about when you interviewed me a year ago. We need beat controls, beat officers walking the beat and disrupting it. And the disruption strategy has not just moved dealers a few blocks away, which everybody said would happen. There's been a slight increase in some drug markets, existing drug markets, but there's no block in San Francisco that now has drug dealers and a drug market that didn't have it before the crackdown. So the police are on board. There's a higher motivation. We have a great district attorney, and that's something we did not have when we last talked. We recalled the district attorney who had never prosecuted drug cases for felonies.
Who was that?
Chesa Boudin. He never prosecuted a Tenderloin felony for drug dealing. Our new DA, Brooke Jenkins, her second day in office, I gave her a tour of the Tenderloin, and she gave a public meeting in the Tenderloin at an event saying cracking down on drug markets will be your top priority, and she's lived up to that. So the difference in district attorneys is a humongous difference, and the police now are more motivated because they know if they arrest someone, they're going to be prosecuted, which was not the case with Chesa Boudin.
But this is not a partisan Democrat versus Republican issue. I assume most everybody here is Democrat.
Everyone's a Democrat, and it's Democrats who overwhelmingly supported the recall and brought in. And to the mayor's credit, she appointed a tremendous district attorney. And it's such a night and day difference. It's changed the whole tone of law enforcement in San Francisco.
That DA, whom San Francisco voters recalled for being soft on crime after only about 2 years in office, was one of numerous controversial reform prosecutors backed by liberal billionaire activist George Soros. The replacement, Brooke Jenkins, is the first Hispanic woman to fill the role.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
After the emergency period was declared, did things change in the Tenderloin district?
No. Nothing changed in the Tenderloin at all until February 6, 2023.
So like a year later?
Yeah, almost 2 years later.
2 years later?
Almost two. It was December 21 was the emergency order.
What?
A year and a half later.
Okay.
And what do you think precipitated the change, and what are the changes?
Well, I think the big precipitation was we organized tenderloin businesses, and most of the tenderloin businesses whose futures are at risk because of the drug dealers and the drug markets deterring customers, many of them are immigrant-owned, women immigrants, the population that San Francisco says they care about, and they're being put out of business. And so I think that was sort of pushed the pressure for the mayor to finally get the police to order a crackdown. And since February 6th, the two biggest drug markets in the Tenderloin that we showed in your last show have no dealers on them. If there's dealers that show up, they're soon moved. So it's made a big difference. We have a way to go. There's still evening drug activities which have to be addressed. And there's other parts, nearby areas of the city, UN Plaza, South of Market, that have drug markets that are still out there. But for the Tenderloin, it's been a big, 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 big difference since February 6th.
And there's been talk about doing something for so long.
Yes.
Was the tipping point, in addition to the businesses, do you think tourism played a role? Were they starting to see some impact there?
Well, we had a strategy of two things. One, making it a national and international issue, which is why your show's like, yours will make a difference because it's national. People around the country saying, wait, I don't want to come to San Francisco because of what I'm seeing. And also realizing it's been now accepted in San Francisco that it's not just Tenderloin stakeholders who are impacted by these drug markets. The whole city's impacted because when people see those drug markets, they don't come to the theater downtown. They don't come to City Hall events. There's a lot of theater and community events that are suffering because people don't want to be around that. And so that, I think, it making it a citywide issue of closing down drug markets was our key strategy, and it's working. We had a meeting with our allies at Together SF Action on the end of February 1st. 200 people came on a rainy night to the Mission to talk about this crisis. That's hard to get in San Francisco. And they came, and they listened, and they got motivated.
And then my last question is, what are some specific measures being taken? Increase in police patrols? Specifically?
It's exactly the kind of stuff we talked about when you interviewed me a year ago. We need beat controls, beat officers walking the beat and disrupting it. And the disruption strategy has not just moved dealers a few blocks away, which everybody said would happen. There's been a slight increase in some drug markets, existing drug markets, but there's no block in San Francisco that now has drug dealers in a drug market that didn't have it before the crackdown. So the police are on board. There's a higher motivation. We have a great district attorney, and that's something we did not have when we last talked.
Oh, is there a new district attorney elected?
With the difference, we recalled the district attorney who had never prosecuted drug cases for felonies.
Who was that?
Jessica Boudin. He never prosecuted a Tenderloin felony for drug dealing. Our new DA, Brooke Jenkins, her second day in office, I gave her a tour of the Tenderloin, and she gave a public meeting in the Tenderloin and an event saying cracking down on drug markets will be your top priority, and she's lived up to that. So the difference in district attorneys is a humongous difference, and the police now are more motivated because they know if they arrest someone, they're going to be prosecuted, which was not the case with Jessa Boudin.
And when was the recall and the new installation?
She took office in July. Of 2023, then she won her own election July of 2022, and then she won her additional 2-year term in November election.
And we talked about this in the last story, but this is not a partisan Democrat versus Republican issue. I assume most everybody here is Democrat.
Everyone's a Democrat, and it's Democrats who overwhelmingly supported the recall and brought in. And to the mayor's credit, she appointed a tremendous district attorney, and it's such a night and day difference. It's changed the whole tone of law enforcement in San Francisco.
Do you have hope that this is going to change things and turn it around for the long term?
Well, when our business group met with the mayor a couple weeks ago, that was the one issue we all said. We don't want this just to be a 2-week thing and then it goes bad. They committed to months. She and the chief said, we know this has to go on for months. And I think the political winds are such that once we clear these areas for months, they're not going to let it go back. So there's more work to be done in San Francisco. We're making progress on the Tenderloin, and people are feeling a lot more hopeful than they've felt in a long time.
Is it a trend or just a one-off? Something maybe very temporary? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and that if so, you'll leave a great review, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Check out my other podcast, the Cheryl Akison Podcast, for more analysis and reporting of original topics, particularly those which powerful interests
are trying to censor. To see a station list of my television program Full Measure, which is on Sundays, you can go to CherylAtkison.com and click the Full Measure tab, where you will see a list of stations and times for Full Measure. Now you can support independent journalism causes by also visiting CherylAtkison.com and clicking the Store tab. There are some thought-provoking and fun products designed exclusively for independent and free thinkers like you. For example, one of our very popular new slogans is, "I need to find some new conspiracy theories. All my old ones came true." And proceeds from the store support independent reporting causes like the Cheryl Atkison Ion Awards. These are cash awards I give to incentivize professional, good, fair reporting in journalism colleges and among professionals. Do your own research, make up your own mind, think for yourself.